Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
We've got a little bit of unfinished business from last week's Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. On Friday, they ended up actually pegging what they think the size of the U.S. corn crop and U.S. soybean crop is for 2015. In the case of the corn crop, they're thinking 13.23 billion bushels with an average yield of 164.3 bushels per acre. That's the corn crop size. That's under the 168 bushel estimate made by USDA earlier in the month of August. Darrell Good is one of the leading ag economists in the country when it comes to the feed grains, and he says he does not see USDA making a lot of changes to their number in the upcoming September crop production report.
At this juncture, a case for a substantially lower USDA corn production forecast next month is difficult to make. That picture, however, could change a bit based on actual weather conditions and crop condition ratings over the next 3 weeks.
Dr. Darrell Good, who believes that the report really to be watching for not so much September, but rather October. We might see some movement on actual yields by that time by Uncle Sam, but also we'll get some indication on how many acres actually will be harvested in 2015 of this U.S. corn crop, which is very important to the livestock industry in that input costs for producing our beef, our pork, our poultry, all tied to how many bushels of corn we've got out in the country being produced here in 2015. Good management now can pay dividends later when it comes to disease issues with your 2016 winter wheat crop. So says Dr. Bob Hunger, plant pathologist with Oklahoma State University. He says a couple of things you need to be thinking about right now before you put the 2016 wheat crop into the ground.
The first thing that should be considered is the variety that they're going to plant, which varieties and the kind of system they have. If they're in no-till and they have a lot of residue, they should look for varieties that have resistance to some of the no-till diseases like tan spot and septoria. Of course, leaf rust, stripe rust is always a concern, and resistance to those is something that should be considered. But the other factor that growers really need to start thinking about are the use of seed treatments, because the smuts and bunts are still around, loose smut and common bunt, but there has been another smut found in Kansas, flag smut, that was not a problem in Oklahoma, but they should be on the outlook for it. And seed treatments are the way to address all three of those different smuts and bunts.
OSU Extension plant pathologist Dr. Bob Hunger. USDA with their monthly cattle on feed set of numbers this last Friday afternoon. Key number, placements down 1% compared to a year ago. Expectations by the traders 2% above a year ago. This is a friendly report as a result. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE.
At your farm news, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.